Oh, hello, and welcome to Al Dente Rigor Mortis. I'm Review Cultist.
I'm Mikey. The E stands for evil.
And I'm the Gamer in Yellow.
And we're here to discuss those internet stories most creepy and most pasta, and be critically silly doing it. And tonight we have, been a long time coming, guys,
The Grifter.
So, man, 2020 has been a hell of a year.
Yeah.
And you know what, like...
That's one word for it.
Yeah, yeah. quite the hellscape, one might say.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like since this is our last episode in this hell year, I thought we'd take it a little bit easy, and rather than like do like a big old long creepypasta that we've done in the past on our New Year's episodes, I felt like we should just take it easy and just do one that we haven't done that was. Like that we should have gotten done, or like at least looked at a while back, because it's supposedly one of those like legendary, like iconic early creepypastas. So yeah, we're touching on The Grifter tonight, and are you ready for quite possibly our shortest New Year's episode ever?
Maybe shortest episode ever.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Sorry guys, don't expect a two-part episode this year.
I mean, we could part it out, just like 5 minutes on one part, 5 minutes on the other part.
Yeah, yeah. the whole intro, and then just like cut it. It's like, So on to The Grifter, the credits, and then the music starts playing.
Totally.
No, we're not going to do that. And you know what? Hell, like this year, our New Year's episode lands on our Thursday, like specifically. So, So yeah, let's just dive into this. So The Grifter was first posted on the X threads of 4chan back in 2009 by the underscore solipsist, and then it was later put on to it was later added on to the creepypasta.wiki by Multiverse Man, is their moniker, just so that they had an article on The Grifter. And so like just before we go into this, like I had heard of The Grifter in my time, like before, like starting the show and like reading about it and stuff, like it was one, like there was Slenderman, there was Jeff the Killer, there was Smile Dog, and there was The Grifter. Those were like the classics, but I never really knew much about The Grifter outside of the name. And we're about to find out why. So this is directly pulled from the creepypasta.wiki entry. The Grifter is an alleged video that was first mentioned somewhere on 4chan's X image board. Watching it is said to be a soul-rending experience, far more horrible than anything one could imagine. The image on the right is said to be said to contain screenshots of some of the scenes from the video, and there's like an image of the scene of like the basically the image thread itself, like somebody screen capped it. With horrible images of like baby, mostly images of like creepy babies and dead babies. The few that have watched it are said to have been killed in their own homes, with only one thing in common: a strange doll hidden somewhere in their homes. There is a message by the end of the video in the constructed international auxiliary language Esperanto that says, "The child, now a young man, is still alive and lives in a local shelter whose name was not given. He never spoke and still is catatony." Sick. Like I said, that is a direct quote. That is a direct quote from the creepypasta.wiki. In fact, that is what is on creepypasta.wiki. So
that's why it's sick.
Yeah. So let's go down a little bit deeper down this rabbit hole, shall we? To know your meme. As I pull up the Know Your Meme account or Know Your Meme article.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. For the flair.
Okay. Yeah. That's like the way that they say their actual
No. Title. I was just being dramatic, overly.
I see. Gotcha.
Yeah. as is my whim, my fancy. So yeah, on their about page, the Grifter is an internet urban legend about a mysterious video clips allegedly contain footage that is so disturbing that the viewer is traumatized in person. Its origins are fairly accurate. August 10th, 2009, on 4chan, the Solipsist posted a thread about this thing. There was a creepypasta that somebody wrote about it. It popped up on the Asashic Records wiki. It's no longer there, as far as I can tell. And it's basically the same thing that I just posted. Like, somebody posted, or basically the same thing I just said. Somebody posted this video asking about this this fucked up video, and like, and then asking, "Is the Grifter real? Like, what's going on here?" and stuff like that. And then we get like kind of into like the spread of it on their article, and it kind of explains a little bit more about the origins of the Grifter and this like iconic creepypasta. In that, it was basically a joke or a troll on the X threads, because the X thread on 4chan was supposed to be the place that you posted like stuff such as like cryptid sightings and UFOs and paranormal stuff and spooky things. And it's where a lot of the creepypastas kind of got their a lot of the early ones got their origins. So this the Solipsist person decided to like make up this troll, this completely fictional thing that was just kind of a slap in the face to the X thread just for the lulz. And then it caught like wildfire by all the other trolls on there, and they just started spamming that image board and several others. So yeah, and like somebody in September of 2009, a YouTuber, Joe Jacob 666, uploaded a short video titled "The Grifter," which features dark footage of a hallway with creepy audio playing in the background. And then that was used and posted onto forums and such. Again, it seems like this creepypasta, this iconic creepypasta from the early days of creepypasta, was originally started off as a troll. So, if you would like to know more about that, you can go on to the Know Your Meme article and read the full thing. I just kind of skimmed through it. You can also check out the creepypasta.wiki article and check out the snapshot of the image board that shows the Grifter thread there. But let's step away from the rundown, because that's it, guys. That's all I got.
yeah, pretty much.
So on to everyone tolerates the grammar inquisitions at this point. And let's see what I have in my notes. I wonder if Mikey has anything. I sure don't. Okay. So Mikey, the stands for evil.
Well, I have a run-on sentence, but it's also part of my actual thoughts. So
okay.
I guess I go then.
Would you like to hold that off till the actual thoughts, Mikey?
Sure.
Gamer.
Okay, I really didn't think that would go by so quick. Let me get my notes up. I'm just chilling. I'm like, I got lots of time. All right, my first one here. The Grifter is an internet and urban legend about a mysterious blah, 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 blah.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Probably should be the Grifter is an internet urban legend. It doesn't need a second and.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's it from the actual creepypasta one. Mm-hmm. And on to the Know Your Meme one. When you click on full copy pasta, it starts with this. Then the grainless lifted a little, and there was a video, blah, 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 blah. So first off, it's weird that it starts with then. Meanwhile, like this is supposed to be... It's like we're missing a whole first section, supposed to be the full copy pasta here.
Yeah, I read this like last night, and I think the... So under the creepypasta segment on Know Your Meme there, it's like according to the Asashic Records, da da da, and then it gives us like a quote, like a paragraph underneath that little blurb about mm-hmm. it, and then there's that, and then it goes to the full pasta link, which you can then like you can maximize and get the rest of it. I think
so. That's the continued creepypasta.
I continuation
of the start that it had there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It was surprised it's not just all underneath the full copypasta spoiler.
Right.
That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah, it would make a little too much sense.
Also, that thing is a huge run-on, or at least most of it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From then all the way to Mouth, from the eyes of Mouth. So the way that I rewrote it is, and the Greenless lifts a little bit, and there was a video of a small puppy being held up by its neck, moving in pain. Its cries were like a human child. It should be child, not childs, first off, period, there. And then it cut to a nursery with lots of cradles, and all the children were still in their cots, presumed dead, period. The camera panned over to one of the cots and one of the newborn babies, blah, 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 blah. Because I don't know, it's just worded weird how it's saying, like, it walked over, but not saying what it was. I believe it meant the camera is, like, moving around.
Yeah, I think it's the camera, yeah.
Hmm. Basically, a huge run-on with everything being kind of described weirdly, in my opinion.
Yeah, my assumption on that is that it was written as just like one of those, like it was just written as an entry in that image board, so they weren't focusing a lot on the quality of the writing and just like being like just posting it kind of thing, because like a lot of those image boards and stuff, that they don't like like you're just like typing in a bunch of stuff and then just hitting post.
Of course, we'll move on. I believe this is still in this part, maybe. I don't know, it doesn't matter. Regardless, then another shot of a basement, bracket, like the original picture, unbracket, with a malformed hand disappearing into it, bloodstained.
Yeah, that's in the same paragraph. Sorry.
Yeah. My question is, what the hell is the hand disappearing into? It doesn't really say. There's no noun.
Disappearing into it, bloodstained. What? Yeah.
So oh, the way I wrote it.
Yeah.
Is then another shot of a basement like the original picture with a blood-stained, malformed hand disappearing into the floor. Is that what it means?
I think maybe it's like disappearing into the basement, like into the darkness of the basement, but it's not said.
Oh, so it's like a shot from the door looking down into the basement, and there's a hand that's like coming up the stairs or something out of the darkness?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, weird. This quick, like somebody like rose like, and then the too spooky five me kind of video thing, and then just hit like enter to post it. It's like weird that they didn't get it that they didn't do any editing or like grammar work on it.
I suppose.
But yeah, no, yeah. It might have also relied on like an image and stuff that wasn't saved. So.
Hmm. Either way, that description of the image was not very clear because I saw it completely differently.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw it as like a thing from the freaking
Ceiling Master or Wall Master.
Oh, yeah, Wall Master. Yeah, I was thinking of is it Thing or from Adam Sandler?
Yeah, it's Thing. Yeah,
him just into the floor, be like, "Meow."
It's funny that you snapped your finger there too, because that's what Thing does.
I didn't.
Didn't you not?
No.
Okay, it's I thought I heard it. I what you were doing is like it's a like I heard like a snapping of finger.
No, I think that was just like internet being crappy or something.
I don't know. Well, that was me. Or was that Mikey?
No, I didn't hear anything.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, I'm apparently just hallucinating.
That's fine. Happens once a day, it's fine. Anyways, moving on. Lastly, it showed more text, bracket. Someone stated it said your race is the one that is dying unbracket with an image blah 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 blah. So first off, why is the fact that it's stated in quotes, it's stated that, like, why?
That's weird. That
why can't
weird.
It just be stated that it's
yeah
it's that
someone stated it or oh yeah, there's all types of wrong with that statement.
Yeah, the statement is stating that it's allegedly stated but not really stated. Even though it's stated right here in the statement.
Well, it's like, last it showed more text. Yeah, lastly, it showed more text. In brackets, someone stated it said. First off, you don't need... It's either one or the other. It's either someone stated and then the thing, or someone said.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like someone who was mentioned or stated about said. Like, I don't know. Like, that's such a weird sentence. Holy wow.
Unless the guy's profile is his name is stated.
Oh, maybe.
Someone by the name of stated that.
Yep.
God, it's annoying.
Yep. And then this is like, are you about to go in about the Yor?
Yeah, it's wrong Yor.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm. Definitely the wrong Yor.
Definitely wrong Yor. Definitely. Yeah, it's Y-O-U-R, not apostrophe R. And then also, a little bit further into it, not very far, with an image of a plant rotting very quickly, comma, close-ups of corpses, period, and what I can only describe as real, blah, 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 blah. So that's kind of an improperly used period there? That should just be another comma?
Yeah, the punctuation there. Like, oh, God.
And it's uncapitalized I as well.
Yeah, and at like so it's like close up of corpses period lowercase and.
No, but that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's not supposed to. That's supposed to be a comma because saying sure, the exact same thing because it's saying it's an image of plants rotting very quickly, close ups of corpses, and what I can only describe as real cases of exorcism and demonic possession.
Yeah, honestly,
it's a continued list.
Yeah, 100%. Also, I was going to say that like you don't even need a comma, but no, you actually need the comma and you need to remove the and because after the real case of exorcism, there's that's technically part of so you
that is the last one.
Yeah, you technically don't need the comma and you just have the and because you can when you're doing a list like that, you can just like substitute the comma with an and.
I do both personally, but that's me.
Yeah, fair.
I like giving more breaks than. Not too many breaks. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And my very last one. I don't know where this one is. I probably should have cited all this shit. All right, let me see if I can quickly control F this. Oh, it's in the full copy pause still. Jesus. All right. Looks like all of my grammar-related discrepancies are all in the copy pasta.
Well, to be fair, that is the most important thing for grammar inquisition because it is supposedly an actual creepypasta.
Yeah, for sure. Either way, yeah. It says, this is actually the next sentence. The exorcism of the demonic possession, which clearly have never been seen outside said country of origin, period. While this scene plays, S-E-E-N, it should be S-C-E-N.
Yep.
It's the wrong C.
See, this is why I didn't bother with grammar inquisition, because it was like, you know what, this is all sorts of wrong. And I'm sure
that's the reason you do grammar inquisition is because it's all sorts of wrong. Or it's like you can be inconvenienced.
I was just like, this is oh my god. And then I was told it was a troll. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're making a troll, you figure you would make it as legit as possible, right? To hide the fact that it's a troll.
I mean, in theory, yeah. Practice, no.
Right, either way, that is the last of my grammar related discrepancies.
Okay. All right, then I guess on to actual thoughts, which I do have a lot more of. so at its base premise, and not ignoring the fact that it's a troll, at least from the account that we get of this video, it is a creepy, disturbing video that when you see it, you have to roll a sand check and fail, and you're left scarred mentally by the experience. There's even a chance that you kill yourself or that you are killed by some mysterious force. That's basically the premise of most cursed video stories or early internet horror in a nutshell. Like you've got examples such as like The Ring or the movie Kill List. Even Staying Alive opens up with a similar kind of premise where like the characters all play a game and then something out of the game comes out and kills them. So were I to use this for as some kind of inspiration, myself for a creepypasta or even like a horror game scenario, it would definitely go further than what this does with having like a friend of the protagonist or players wind up dead. And that would spark the investigation into the mysterious circumstances surrounding the death. Then they would find clues and even maybe like a link to the video itself that the person was like on their computer and stuff like that. And then have them deal with some kind of like psychological terror upon watching the video itself. Or some kind of psychological effect or even supernatural effect as a result of that. Maybe they never even get to watch the video. They're just kind of following a trail of breadcrumbs. To the very end, like trying to find where the video is, but they never actually find the video, but they find all the people along the way who have been affected by the video, like who have been driven mad by the awfulness of the video. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like more dealing with like the horror is like it's kind of got a bit of a cosmic horror where you never show what the video is about to the actual protagonist or the players, but you show the end result of what happens when you watch the video.
It builds more mystery.
Yeah, and the visceral horror of it comes from the people who have been affected, like the victims of the video itself. Like they are the threat, the immediate earthly effect. The mention of the strange doll in the entries, like on the scene of the crime and stuff like that, might be an interesting subject to work with as well. Perhaps the doll is like a calling card, leading the investigators to the lair of. Oh, like to like the layer of like the person who like sent the video and stuff like that, like maybe some kind of like closed down doll factory or something like that, or even like a deranged like online store, so like dark Etsy to go more digital, because Etsy's an online store like that a bunch of that like independent sellers and like artists can post, like can basically sell their items and wares. It could also be the doll itself could also be like the monster. Like the doll is summoned to the household by the when the viewer watches the video, like some kind of like demonic ritual kind of thing, and then it just chuckies up all over the place. And then
sounds really bad.
Like you know what I mean? Like you know exactly what I mean? Like it basically, like suddenly child's play happens. Mm-hmm. And then the doll goes dormant from its demonic state at the scene of the crime. And then, like, who's going to think the doll did it, like, in reality?
Yeah.
And then, given the, like, the internet email trolling angle of this story and of this, like, this creepypasta's history, you could even have, like, a kind of, like, for, like, the reason for why this is happening and, like, the motivations, you could have, like, a revenge plot. Or even just, like, kind of a deranged, like... again, maybe it's just a troll ritual, like a sinister, like serial killer style troll. Like I recall a few years back getting one of those emails that literally read like something along the lines of, "I'm a creepy demon girl, and I'm gonna kill you in 7 days in your house if you don't send 7 other people this email."
Of course.
And I mean, I was like, all right, I'm just going to save this and post it here and not send it to anybody. Cause like, let's see it. All right. I'll call that bluff.
I mean, if you saved it to somewhere and you posted it somewhere, I didn't post it to a whole bunch of people.
No, I saved it to my Google Doc.
Oh, I thought you meant you saved it like post it on Twitter or something.
No. No, I saved it like a copy of it just in case. Like it's like if I die, there's a record of it on my Google Doc.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Again, in the vein of like a Call of Cthulhu scenario, or like even a story where like the character dies, or like the initial victim dies, and while the investigators are looking into like their stuff to find out what happened, they come across this saved document that was saved. Like days before their death.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this like weird, like death threat kind of thing. And then you like, they start looking into that online, and then like some gather information is involved. Some investigation is involved that leads them along a trail of breadcrumbs, or like a series of leads to what's actually going on, whether it be supernatural or psychological. Because I've mentioned it before on the show, like there is also the idea of like a basilisk hack, which comes from like more transhumanity sort of horror, like Eclipse Phase and even Call of Cthulhu to a degree, where like when your brain processes an image or something, like basically it sends a message to your brain that like completely screws it over and causes like it's like a sand check, but it's like basically being your brain gets hacked and told to do something that you would never otherwise do.
Yeah.
Or it just like breaks your brain basically. Like it has your brain divide by zero. or 404s. Because it works on the premise of like, oh, the brain is just like kind of like, it's similar to a computer, so it can be hacked. I know Mikey's probably just like, no.
I think he's falling asleep over there.
It's because I started talking about like hacking your brain and stuff like that, and he's like, that's not how it works.
Yep.
But in fiction, like you can do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I hear? Yeah, so the somebody's using this, some cyber sorcerer or some or a circle of cyber sorcerers is like has weaponized this video to go after like people. And like again, in a story, you could even have it that like it's being sent to certain groups of people, or like that's kind of in the story, like in the mystery of it, you can get a you can find that link, like why these people are being affected or being attacked by this video, or being sent this video, is that they're actually all members of a certain like circle in online, or like they're all members of some group or something like that, or they all have something in common, right? Mm-hmm. And then yeah, like this either the singular or plural cyber sorcerer is using this as some kind of like a revenge trip kind of thing. So like literally trolling somebody to death.
Yeah.
And then there's also the mention of the dog being strangled and having a human cry in the video. So perhaps this might be like almost like when I read this, I was like, all right, maybe you could use that as like the foible to the evil of the video in the story. Like this creepy human voiced dog that also appears alongside the murder doll. That if approached non-hostily, it could actually help you against the video in some way, like because it's a creepy image, or it's a creepy, unnerving kind of imagery that they present, like this like a puppy being strangled and like having a human voice.
It's a dog, so you want to befriend it.
Well, I was like, yeah, like kind of take it like you might not trust it because it's this creepy like human voiced dog. But because of the way it's being treated in the store in the video, that might be the hint that you can trust it because it's being antagonized by the video as much as you are, sort of thing. Like it might be like kind of the kill switch, or like the bane, like kind of the ritual has of the video.
Mm.
So like by using, and if you're able to figure that out, you can actually stop, like counter the curse of the video, again playing off of the supernatural angle of it. And another angle I have, both for supernatural or psychological terror, perhaps the dark spaces in the video, like the dark hallway, or and like the rooms that are in the video, perhaps they're not actually like from from the killer's like side, but like it's almost like they seem familiar to the viewer, like they're inside like the hallway of the person of the viewer's own home, like
oh, like all the videos are personalized.
Yeah, like they might even be like almost like a premonition of like what's to come kind of video.
Yeah.
So like it's like I'm in your house, I'm in your hallway, and now I'm at your door to your bedroom. And now I'm in your bedroom, and now you're dead. And that's all like being like brought up in like in Czech, or like Esperanto, like in subtitles, like, and so you, and that's like why no one's able to figure it out, like what's going on, because no one really, except for like a handful of people, is fluent
William
in
Shatner.
William Shatner.
he ends up being the hero of the creepypasta, though.
Of course,
like, he's the protagonist.
Yeah. Hi, I'm William Shatner, and I know Esperanto. But yeah,
shame.
Yeah, that's where I was pulling that from. Yes,
yes,
from his old World of Warcraft commercial. So yeah, like you could have like that kind of thing where it's the video is disturbing, but also like basically prophesizing the person's death after they watch the video. So it's kind of like a self-rewarding or a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as much as I've got for like kitchen segment sort of stuff for the grifter. This creepypasta is not very long or terribly engaging, I hate to say, on its own, and honestly very primitive as far as creepypastas have come in the past decade. This is one of the earliest examples of this format of internet horror. But it's also a troll pasta from the sounds of it. Like, as mm-hmm. I was reading the history of it, it was supposedly created to troll an image board community who trade paranormal and spooky accounts with one another. And then it spiraled into the mimetic mythology of the internet and is noted as a historical creepypasta. Like I said before, like before we started the rundown even, I knew about the name of the story and I knew that it had something to do with like disturbing video footage. But that was about it. And I just kind of accepted that it was one of the earliest creepypastas until I dug deeper here. The history of it fascinates me, like as an evolution of the medium, because like whether it was like a mutation or like an accidental evolution of like the cursed video sort of thing from a troll pasta. And it's a I can't deny the cruddy origin of the story, like, and the lack of substance as a result. It's a shame that this was used to torment a group of people who loved spooky accounts and posting and sharing them. If indeed that was the original intent. There was apparently an interview with the Solipsist, where they were let's see here apparently this the Asashic Records wiki claimed that the Solipsist confirmed that the grifter story was a work of fiction and was originally used just as a one-time troll to the image board X and they got the idea of the grifter's name and stuff and even the creature and such from an episode of Tales from the Dark Side with a character called the Grither. And then it just like they commented like, man, it's crazy how this just exploded like wildfire. Like the trolls really just took it and just kept going with it continually. So it's kind of sad that it started that way, but it's really interesting that it spiraled into this like its own urban legend as a result of it. Like it's not the first troll pasta, but it seems like it's almost like the iconic troll pasta in terms of like genre of creepypasta or of niche of creepypasta. And also in that interview, like the Solipsist or like I'm not sure what gender they are. The Solipsist said that they pulled some of the video, like the screenshots from a movie called Little Otic or Otic. Which, when I went and checked to see what the heck that was about, it's interesting. It's a 2000 Czech dark comedy surreal horror drama.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. And I'm gonna fuck up this name. I'm so sorry to any of our Czech listeners. Jan Svankmajer or Svankmajer. I'm positive my English has destroyed that name, and I'm apologize.
Of course,
I'll have a link for Little Otnik in our description below. But basically, it's a couple who can't. The basic outline is a couple who can't have children, so they get a they dig up a tree stump that looks vaguely like a baby, and they start and the movie goes around them like is like kind of centers around them like treating this root. This baby-looking root, like a human baby, and it's apparently based off of a folktale from Czechoslovakia, called again another name I'm going to butcher, Otesnik, and that was by Karel Jaromír Urban. Again, totally butchering that, I'm sure. And I could see like what looking at some like the images of this movie, I could definitely see like it's disturbing. It looks kind of creepy, and like they use stop motion animation in certain parts of the movie. So yeah, it looks like a trippy like movie that would be perfect for creepy creepy screenshots to pull from.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe something we'll have to touch on at some point on Al Dente Real Talk. Since it is
very natural plug.
Yeah. for a sporadic show that we do on our Patreon. But yeah, that's about what I've got for this one in my actual thoughts. Mikey, these stands for evil.
All right. So, it's time for my run-on sentence.
Oh, boy. You're welcome, Austin.
Yeah, surprising it is in the creepypasta section, but I'm guessing it was glossed over.
Oh, yeah. Must be.
So, All right, so here we go. It was real grainy. From what I remember, it showed strange images, like a bathtub full of writhing maggots, haunting paintings from old times melting, random forests, flashing colors, text in a different language, from what I remember, all while a strange voice played which sounded like a strange murmur. If you've seen the There Is Nothing video, it was like that voice, but more indistinguishable.
Yep.
That was a sentence and a half.
Yep. So my thought after reading this is that this feels like it's a video made by an amateur film creator for a film project.
That's very possible, yeah.
Because it just has a lot of different things in it and nothing really catches you. Like a bathtub full of writhing maggots. So people put maggots in a bathtub. It's not that creepy.
I mean, honestly, that is very subjective, because like people genuinely, like there are certain people that are genuinely squirmed out by squirming maggots.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just focusing on a small portion of the population. You're not going to get a lot of people.
I'm sure most people aren't going to be like, oh, a tub full of maggots? Let me jump in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, something that would have made it creepier is if there was like a skull floating in the bathtub full of maggots. Or...
Point. Yes, that would definitely up the macabre angle.
Yeah. And continue on the idea of this being a film project, I have another quote. There was this dude in the background the whole time. Apparently he was the grifter. And I'm just thinking to myself, no, it's just a stagehand caught on camera.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the hi, gaffer. It's the gaffer. They got him in focus, unfortunately. It is funny that you mentioned that it's like, or you bring it up, that it just feels like a student's film project, because like that's another kind of like takeaway that you could use for like for something creepy. Like you could be, I recall, I'm gonna be delving a little bit. I'm not gonna say any like names or anything like that, but I do recall when I was in college, I did take a film course, and we had this really creepy dude in our in the course. And he got saddled with a bunch of other people, and his video, I remember watching his video, and it was basically about like a creepy deranged like serial killer kind of thing. And
you
said
that, but you would make that video yourself.
I don't know what to talk about. I mean, I would, yes. I'm just saying, like, I'll bring it up, like, it was interesting, like watching it. It was like, oh, okay, so that's creepy, and like that's par for the course for that guy. But like, I could see like again pulling ideas from that kind of like angle of like a film student and like film course, like what like having basically be like having the grifter video be a like a film student's like project that like or like the basically the first time it's shown. Is when the person who creates it like is just a film student in a film course, and the teacher has to like watch it and critique it, and then like the teacher goes mad after watching this like student film. It would also kind of play on the idea that like student films are generally not very well done, or are pretentious as fuck. And then like the after like the ending of that, like, you end off that creepypasta like of after like the whole like, you know, the teacher going mad and some of that, is that the student has like taken the video and posted it to YouTube or something, or posted it online, and so like it spreads as the grifter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can dig that. I can dig the student film project angle. It also kind of feels just like the arrangement of random images and stuff. It just honestly to me feels like certain surrealist films, maybe not exactly like a David Lynch film, but similar, where like there's just random disturbing footage or like weird surreal dreamlike kind of pace to the videos or to the imagery. Mm-hmm. And David Lynch refuses to, or like the person, or like David Lynch refuses to explain why.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And then my last note here, in regards to I guess sort of kitchen stuff, but what if the doll that shows up is the person who watched the video?
Oh.
And the reason it's hidden in the house is because the viewer wants to hide away from the world after watching the video.
Oh shit. So like there's no like we're talking less about like a death, like a killing, and more just like a disappearance. But when really the person never left their home. They just became a doll and shrunk away from the world.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
I kind of like that. Yeah, it definitely borrows more to the supernatural side of this, which I feel like you can do psychological horror with this for sure, but the supernatural side is definitely the more fun side to me. Anyway. Just have like, I think I thought there's a Goosebumps story or something like that where the characters get turned into dolls or to
sounds very Goosebumpsy.
Maybe it's something to do with like the ventriloquist dummies, like they turn into dummies. Or no, I might be thinking about the gnome, the one with the evil gnomes, where like they turn the person into a gnome themselves. But yeah, like that kind of thing where like they watch the video, the evil magics of the video do their work, and the person is scarred mentally, but also like as a result of that, also transmogrify into this doll form, and then they just like kind of shy away from the world because they can't stand what they just saw and their current state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have like a lockup in like the, because the doll, I don't know, like would the doll end up getting taken by for evidence by police?
It depends if they always find the same looking doll, you know, in a whole bunch of different disappearances, then yeah. If someone connected the dots, then yes.
So we have like a bunch of them that are in lockup, in like evidence lockup. But then like the first couple weren't taken because they weren't like really thought of as anything weird until like the second or third one. So then you also have this like, you kind of have this idea for like, you kind of have this like break in for a story where, It's suddenly set in the police station, and like it's like a doll heist, like a creepy horror doll heist, and like it's from the point of view of the guy who's in charge, like the officer who's in charge of like of keeping tabs on the evidence lockup. So like they're seeing this creepy doll, these handful of creepy dolls that are trying to get into the lockup to free their fellow dolls.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm down for a story that starts with like the grifter video, and opens up into doll heist or haunted doll heist.
It's almost like a little bit of a Five Nights at Freddy's situation.
A little bit, yeah.
Like a security guard just like watching this happen. He's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would be down for that. Like that. I mean, as that series has proven, that is a very effective for people to watch on and get freaked out of over.
No.
Or like a haunted doll prison break.
Yeah.
Because they lock up for evidence.
Coming next year to Full Moon Entertainment. Or Moonbeam Entertainment. brought to you by Charles Band. Creator of Demonic Toys and Puppet Master. Haunted Doll Heist. Oh, God. I'll add it to the list of stories to possibly write.
Because yeah, you need more of that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start off the new year with a bang, right?
Oh, yeah. Certainly not with a whimper. which is what I thought this one was going to be with the story. No, I really enjoy that idea, that concept of, like, because again, you can it's going to be a little silly, but I mean, like, come on, we've got, like, if they can make Chucky, like people have made dolls and creepy horror, like creepy little toys into scary and horror movies and scary stories since at least the 60s or 70s. So, and I'm sure there's other ones past that. I just can't recall them right now, but
yeah.
We often scoff at, like, oh, it's just a fucking doll or it's just a toy. It's like, hey man, you're a rock star. Get your game on, go play. But also, like, look at the library of horror movies that have been made from similar things, because people do also find those things uncannily scary and creepy. Like, look at porcelain dolls.
Yeah, any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's a really good idea.
Mm. And that's the end of my actual thoughts.
Awesome. Gamer.
Okay. Don't have too much left. My first part here is the few that have watched it are said to have been killed in their own homes with only one thing in common, a strange doll hidden somewhere in their homes.
We seem to be, like, focusing in on that doll.
Yeah, a little
Each
bit.
Each one of us.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
This info isn't anywhere else between the creepypasta and the Know Your Meme thing, except for this one sentence that I read. It's not cited anywhere else. They all just mentioned suicide, and there's nothing about the doll anymore.
Yeah, that is odd.
Yeah, it's one of the things that isn't carried over for some reason.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
I wonder if, I mean, again, like, the... It's sometimes, like, it's hard to find, like, the iterations and stuff like well, there's multiple, because of the nature of this one, like, and the nature of, like, copypasta, things can get, like, added on, like, it's like telephone tag kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, things can be added, or, like, you can add your own spin to it, or, like, throw things onto it as well. So maybe when this was added to the historical archive section of creepypasta.wiki, one of the users added in some of the extra stuff, such as, like, the few who have watched it have been killed in their own home with in common the strange doll hidden away somewhere in the and, like, even the Esperanto that's mentioned in the wiki entry isn't really mentioned. It just says that there's a weird unknown language mentioned in the video. So in the original version, that could have just been I believe Czechoslovakian language uses
you mentioned Czech earlier. Yeah
Well, because it's because the original poster used images for their screenshots based off of this Czech horror movie. So it might just be Cyrillic or the whatever alphabet the Czech language uses.
Yeah.
But because we don't actually get a solid, like, name for, or like a solid, like, language, or like what kind of language, just a weird other, like another language that they didn't understand. Perhaps the person who posted on creepypasta.wiki just added a very odd, like, language that no one really knows about, which is Esperanto. But that's kind of more just, like, theorizing on, like, the iterations of the series, of the story.
Yeah, the long and short of it, though, is the info that's on the creepypasta wiki, it's nowhere else in the information that they themselves are citing.
Yeah.
Like, they're referencing all the articles from the Grifter past, but and they're saying that those are real, this is real information out there, but this information that they're telling us in the creepypasta wiki site is not anywhere in any of the previous information about the Grifter.
Yeah.
Like, the Esperanto is nowhere else, the doll is nowhere else, it's just here. So it kind of feels like the creepypasta wiki is trying to gather the information, but it adds this own little bit on the end. But because it's just added on like that, it feels like everything said on the wiki entry is kind of false, and the only real information is what it's linking to.
True. I mean, again, like, it could be that, like, their whoever was writing this or posting this, whether it be Multiverse Man on creepypasta.wiki, who originally posted this onto the creepypasta wiki site. Maybe they recalled, like, hearing about the strange doll and the Esperanto. It almost like they're filling in the gaps on some things that aren't mentioned in the story. like in the original iteration, which it's kind of hard to pinpoint or pin down the iterations, like which ones are the original iterations and not, because sometimes like they aren't saved. Like we got a screenshot here, we got a screen cap of a subject of the grifter, but it may not be the original version either. So like I don't think those unless those I would have to actually watch Otik.
Those are edited.
Those are fully edited. Yeah. So yeah, those aren't even like from the little Otik, which are the screenshots that were shown in the original version of the grifter thread. So
I think those are screenshots from little Otik. It's just they're edited.
Okay.
That's what the original poster said. Like he took screenshots and then edited them to like add blood and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
And probably like made them look darker and shit. Unless that's the darkness the actual movie is. I don't know.
It's possible. I know that that little Otik, the tree stump boy, does not look like a baby, or does not look like a full human child. It looks like a root formation of a child. But it does.
Have you watched the movie?
I watched this. I saw a screen. I looked at some screen caps of Little Otik.
So the answer is no. You have not seen the movie.
I have not seen the movie. No.
What I'm getting at is, in the movie, it could be like, yes, that's what it actually is, but to their mind, they see a real baby.
So I get what you're saying. So like maybe in the movie they explain that. Yeah, we'll have to at some point. I guess then we're gonna have to do an Al Dente Real Talk where we watch Little Otik.
Mm-hmm. Might have to. But yeah. The long and short of that is just the information there isn't anywhere else, and it seems weird.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just seems like an addition, which
again,
I can chalk that up to like the nature of copypasta, and it's basically telephone tag.
Yeah, but it's like if you made an entry in on a Wikipedia article, didn't cite where your information's from.
I mean, that does kind of happen.
I know. But I'm saying there's no proof of the information. This is information with no connecting leads to it or nothing. That's what I mean.
No, that's fair. Yeah, this should have like a little bit more citation,
mm-hmm.
especially since it's under me. It's under the creepypasta.wiki's memes, computer and internet, and historical archive.
And honestly, like how tiny this entry is, they could talk so much more about it. I have shit about the actual video. Granted, the video itself, it looks like either people are only remembering certain aspects of it, or it's being personalized. People are referencing different things they've commented, saying, oh, why'd you make me remember that? There was a thing with the dog, and this other guy's like, oh, what do you mean? How do you not remember this
part? And some of that isn't even like genuine. Like some of that's trolling too, because this was supposed to be like a troll thing. So like people were just like coming up with like the sickest shit they could think of to recall back. So yeah, like it's like,
but
to me,
I'm keeping your head out of it being a troll though.
Yeah.
And this being an actual story, the way that people are responding, they're either responding in a way that makes it be like it's personalized when you pick up and watch this movie, or just something traumatizes you and it locks you onto that one section, you forget everything else. Who knows?
I wonder, hang on a second. When did Candle Cove come out? Because this, like, the way this, like, we're describing this, like, in fiction, it almost reminds me of the Candle Cove creepypasta. Oh, that came out in 2000. Chris Straub released that in 2009.
Was Candle Cove personalized?
Oh, no, it was originally, hang on, Candle Cove, well, no, because it's like, it adds on, as the forum posts go on in Candle Cove, they keep adding different things, and, like, oh, I just remember screaming. It's like, oh, like there's just a whole episode about them just screaming. And then like somebody was like, wait, that was real? I thought that was a dream I had. And it goes like, each entry like would add like a new character or like something the build off of like the construct the fictional
additional pylons.
Yeah. thanks for trolling me in our episode on Troll Pasta. So yeah, looking just quickly up on the Wikipedia page for Candle Cove, Creepypasta, our online horror story, written by web cartoonist and author Chris Straub in 2009, and it was originally published in November 1st, 2015. We don't have a full like when he did it in 2009, so he might have been like, there might have been some inspiration, there might not have been. It might have just been like kind of a product of that time, of that timeline online.
Yeah.
So interesting though that like yeah again like this is like just drawing that those kind of like conclusions of like yeah people are just like coming up with things on this one. It's like, oh, do you remember this scene? Oh, like this sick scene, and then like it almost feeling like it was personalized to like personalized horror to the person who saw it. So and that could honestly that could be added on for like to expand it into a bigger creepypasta or even a game scenario in that it's never the same thing twice because it personalizes itself to the victim.
Yeah, to target that one person specifically.
Yeah, so it's almost like a phobophage or like some kind of a cognivore of some kind where it puts up what scares you. Or it puts up what will most unnerve you, unnerve its target.
What? Yeah, whatever's the most startling.
Yeah. Thanks, Stanley Marsh.
No problem. Randy, actually.
Oh, my God.
I'm so startled.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, but moving on.
Yeah.
So the whole concept of the grifter and everything, it reminds me of a short movie that you and I have saw.
I mean, you and I have seen.
Oh, we saw.
Oh, okay.
That's just, I wrote. I'm just reading what I wrote down, and I was writing down quickly while people were talking.
That's fair.
It doesn't matter. As soon as I said, I'm like, ah, fuck. It doesn't matter. But it was at a horror convention we went to.
Oh, no.
You remember?
Okay, continue. I think I remember. Can you refresh my memory?
I can't remember the name of the short, but it was basically, there's a dude who got a VHS to watch with his friends, and he knows there's some spoopy shit in it. And everyone's talking about it. So, like, him and six or eight others sit down and watch it. And they're all, like, college kids and shit. And then they all die.
Is that the French-Canadian one?
No,
that wasn't that one. Because that one was about a slasher, like a giant half-man, half-termite monster.
That was the dude with the badass guy, right?
Yeah.
He was, like, punching, like, through its chest and shit.
Exactly, yeah.
That was awesome. No.
Yeah, this was, I can't, fuck, I wish I could remember that. Yeah, it was a short film. Yeah, about some grotesque shit, and then it just starts happening to them. Was that what was happening?
I don't even remember how they died. I just know they died. Like they all watched it, and it showed like their reactions a little bit, and I think it showed some scenes of it.
Yeah, because there was definitely some like snuffy, like almost like a snuff film kind of thing going on.
Yeah, like there was someone like tied to a chair.
Yeah, and then like there's a guy naked on a wall, and then like
is there like a chainsaw involved?
Yeah, yeah.
The genitalia region, maybe, yeah, something like that, yeah.
So apparently we've seen the grifter at a short
apparently,
and again that adds on to like a basically like that would be good for like again a setting for this where like somebody shows the grifter video at a short film convention or like a short film festival, like a horror film festival. Like Shockstock 2021 will never be the same again.
I couldn't remember the name of it. Thank you.
Yeah, we went to Shockstock down in London, Ontario. Mm-hmm. And
there was actually a lot of good short stories there, short movies.
Yeah, they had a bunch of like there's one that was like really well done for like it was definitely on a budget. There was like some like trauma films, like gross out ones that were like really the super gross nerd one.
Oh yeah, yeah, like his penis out all the time.
Yeah,
it's like massive and like gross.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah, and then there was like there's the termite slasher one, like so.
He like always have sunglasses on, and he's like chasing this little monster up inside its like bioform, and he like stuck his head in his chest
basically like the badass monster hunter or like demon hunter.
Yeah.
Oh great. God, I need to hunt that one down again. Anyway, that's not the grifter, but
no, it's not.
But it definitely is a good like again a good setting, like have like this show at like a horror convention or at a short film festival. Again, just to add on to the whole like horror of it, like even have it like start with like this massacre happened at this convention, and then here's what happened like leading up to the massacre, like going into that, kind of like going like subverting a little bit of the narrative where like you show the end result, and then you start showing the where how we got to that point.
Mm-hmm. And like that could just be like you could use that to build off itself too, where so it starts with a whole bunch of people sitting down to watch some short films, and then the grifter shows up, and the start of it has like documentation of last year at this comic convention, at this horror convention, everyone who watched this film died.
It actually reminds me of a movie I watched recently this year called I had it for a moment. Hang on. The film that kills. The film that kills. What is it called? The movie that kills, maybe. Antrim. I think, it's called Antrim. And it came out last year, and it's basically a satanic, like a 70s, 60s satanic film that anyone who's watched it has gone nuts and killed like people like around them, or like the audience has like killed, like gone into riots that like ultimately kill themselves, or like film critics have watched it for film festivals and like and they died like several like within hours of watching it. And again, it's playing off of like kind of like the stuff of the grifter, and it's like it was done up as like a mockumentary, like this film that you're about to watch has claimed the lives of several people. Now you're about to watch it. and they add in like a bunch of get fucked. and like it has some like stuff in it where like they added in some like pentagrams and like dark sigils and like kind of like graphic material like for like several seconds within the footage. To kind of like say like, oh, did I actually just see that? Like then you rewind it back and then like or pause to like see like this like scratchy like pentagram and like sigil that's been put into the that's been put onto the film itself. So I think this is just kind of proving that like the grifter, like the concept of the grifter, like outside of the troll stuff, is really just cursed film film genre.
pretty much.
And it came out around the time when that was getting big. So
that's what I'm saying. Like this is one of the first, right?
Yeah, this is definitely one of the. Oh, at least one of the earliest ones, and certainly one of the earliest ones that was like that was added to the creepypasta genre.
Yeah, but the connection that I was making with sitting down and watching it at a film festival and it saying that everyone at the last year died is basically everyone sitting there is aware that they're at a horror movie festival, and it's like, ha, that's funny, and they just watch it anyways. Like, because you just would. No one. Oh, some people might leave, but most people would sit there and watch. But the murderer could be using this as a way to select his victims. Like, he has a camera inside the viewing area, and he's straight up like taking pictures of everyone and like stalking them as they leave to see where they go, and ends up tracking them down and killing them as like a full mundane horror thing.
I was like, he's going mundane. Here we go.
I am going mundane.
Yeah. See, I was thinking of like going the psychological route where like the guy posts a video in this thing, and then like it wasn't anything supernatural that like caused the massacre in the convention. It was just these people had snapped after watching the video, and or like thought that everyone else around them had were like monsters or something terrifying, and so they were just like killing people around them as a result of that, because like they're in a group environment. They're not like solitary in their own homes. But the mundane angle is also like a good one for this too, because like like you said, like just has like just like basically taking snapshots or like video feed of like the audience that's watching his video, and like, all right, whoever stays will have the pleasure of being my next victims.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a doll for each and every one of you.
It gets to work like making each doll look like them a little bit.
Yeah. Again, he's from like, yeah, his lair is like an old defunct like doll factory or toy factory.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just like a thrift store that he gets access to a bunch of like used dolls and stuff like that.
Or he's just handy with arts and crafts.
No, he's just a poor like antique store clerk who got like a huge shipment, or like thrift store clerk who got a huge shipment of dolls in, and he's like, what the fuck do I do with this? And he's gone mad from just like not being able to get rid of these fucking dolls that creep him out so much. So he's like, he's also like a former film student, so he like makes this creepy graphic film, and then just starts going, and that's his whole like operandum of like how he became a serial killer. He just like snapped from like from being given like so many fucking dolls to his thrift store that doesn't sell anything.
Yeah, I can see that.
And again, you explore that, you find that out through the story, like by the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
To further on like the mundane, but also kind of give it this like just like weird reality sort of bend. Like, that is so fucked up and weird that you became a serial killer as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. Like, why didn't you just throw them out? Like, no, I need to make profit on them. I can't make profit. Oh God, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, it's really just an economic horror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's really a commentary on society right now.
Yeah, he's just using that as an in to go in and attack someone and rob their house and also kill them.
Yes,
and exactly. Get rid of the doll. So he's making profit.
Yeah, because he just keeps dropping off the doll. It's like, and for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now have a home.
Yeah, that's about all I got for notes.
All right. Yeah, I could even, sorry, just continue add on because I just had like a thought here. Yeah, the money he doesn't take like all the money. He literally just takes the money that the doll is worth in his shop.
Yeah, he's just forcing people to buy them.
Yeah.
Murder.
But yeah, no, that's a good like kind of takeaway for like for our kitchen segment. Again, like we've kind of hit the gambit. Like, we've got like supernatural stuff, we've got psychological stuff, and then we've got mundane like I hate how I call it like mundane when it's like about serial killers.
It is mundane.
But it is mundane, but I mean like compared to everything
mundane
else.
Mundane means it's not supernatural, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just like also mundane also sometimes has denotes boring. It's like, ah, how dull a serial killer who kills his victims, who targets his victims through short film festivals. Oh, how drivel.
Yeah.
But no, like, yeah, I just mean like, yeah, mundane. We're like through the mundane lens, through the supernatural lens, and through the psychological lens. It's interesting. Like, again, I like how like this story that is really sparse and like at the end of the day, like it wasn't even really meant to be like a full blown creepypasta. It was a troll. But I love how we've like garnered this amount of like ideas from it.
Yeah, because no matter how good or bad something is, there's still a story that could be told with it one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
You just put a little bit of thought into it. Like, we're not sitting down like overnight or even weeks, you know, setting this stuff up. I came in here with only half of the notes I actually mentioned. The rest of it, I just wrote it down while we were talking about it or came up with it on the spot.
Yeah,
you put a little bit of thought into it and you can take something that's kind of minor and make it a lot bigger, a lot more better.
Like, honestly, that's kind of the... that for to a degree that is the purpose of these kitchen segment episodes. Like, it started with the SCPs because like originally like I didn't think there was much like creepypasta. Like, there isn't a whole lot there other than just the entry, like of the subject of what could be a story. And the same thing goes for this one, like, and like with our kitchen segments, like, it's basically like, all right, this is a thing that people have talked about in the creepypasta communities, but there's not a whole lot here. Let's do something with that. Like, that's what I try to do with these, that's what I like about these kitchen segments. It's basically a brainstorming session where we try to find the creepypasta within the subject matter at hand. So is there anything else that you have to say there, gamer? No. Or
I'm goo.
Okay. So yeah, I guess with all that said, I guess we boil it down to final thoughts. So this is how I'm gonna treat this. If you're into the history of creepypasta and like how certain things like have become like famous and popular within the memetic mythology of the internet and such, it's an interesting footnote to check out, certainly. And there's definitely some ideas here, like we've brought up in our little kitchen segments, that you could take like and like build upon and be inspired from this. And I do want to check out Little Otik to see how disturbing it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely have to do an episode of that at some point. But otherwise, I can't really recommend it compared to more modern creepypastas. Like, I'm appreciative that it happened. But there's just not a whole lot here compared to like other creepypastas that we've done on the show. Like a lot of more of the more modern creepypastas. Like, it's weird saying like this is a historic creepypasta and like more modern creepypastas have definitely done better. But like, it's true. Like, this is a decade old. Like we're swimming through the river of time, going forward. So yeah, this was an interesting footnote in the annals of creepypasta. What?
You said anals.
Yes. It's the word. It's an actual word.
I know. I just became childish for a half a second. Sorry.
It's fine. It's our show. We're critically silly, guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I can really recommend this like otherwise, unless like if you're like, oh, like if you're interested to hear what the grifter is, yeah, go check out the Know Your Meme. Find out the history of it and some of that. But really there's nothing here otherwise. Like it's pretty sparse and pretty short as a pasta goes. So it's barely a noodle. That's my recommendation. I wouldn't recommend it other than if you're into the history and the background of it. Mikey, The East Ends for Evil.
Yeah. The parts of this story are all over the place. Like you get some from creepypasta.wiki, you get some from Know Your Meme.
Yeah, I specifically sent you guys two links because I was like, "Oh, we'll do the wiki page." You're like, there's nothing here. Let's take the Know Your Meme. Oh, there's a lot more here. All right, so yeah, so here, guys, here's the wiki page, but also check out the Know Your Meme page.
Yeah,
and then looking at the comments on creepypasta.wiki, it seems like there was a video at some point, and even on Know Your Meme, there's a video location, but the video is gone.
Yeah, the dead link there. Yeah,
yeah, they removed it off the wiki. From what I looked at in the history of the video or of the article, they removed a dead link. So there was a video at one point for the grifter, but it was the YouTube channel probably, or the YouTube video probably got banned or removed, so they couldn't use that link anymore. So
yeah, and then like you can find a translation of some of the text that was in the video in the creepypasta links at creepypasta.fandom.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that to me just makes it, the whole story go around even further. You have to really dig to find more details.
Yeah. Which, I mean, some would say that that's part of the allure of internet fiction is like digging. But yeah, generally.
Yeah. Well,
because you're wading through comments and responses by real people, kind of adds to the immersion a little bit potentially.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like
my once per recording mention of immersion, because I seem to mention that in everything.
I mean, sure. Everyone's got a favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I'll read the section here because we didn't even really touch on it.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that there was a translation to it. So.
Yeah. The following is a portrait of the deeds of the man demon known as the Grifter, who committed acts of terror by the seas of the Balkans 30 years ago. He killed countless children and animals until he inexplicably disappeared in August 2001 of the Common Era. Here we represent 2 minutes of film deemed acceptable by international authorities for public knowledge. The rest was deemed too disturbing for general audiences. The complete footage runs for almost 100 hours long, consisting of many acts of cruelty to all kinds of living things. For the most part, those sections have been sealed in an evidence vault and kept away from public view. The sections you are about to see were provided by the police of several Balkan nations and approved for worldwide distribution. The distributors of this film would offer their deep thanks to those organizations. And that's...
Okay, I'm sorry. Why wasn't this in the article?
Well, it's because it was in the video, which the video no longer exists. So
gotcha. Yeah. To quote the person who commented to that comment, that just made this more spoopy. Like, that also adds a little bit more gravitas to the grifter. Also, yeah, like, wow, like, again, like, you could use that for material, like, for the, for like an extra story, for the story, or even for like a game scenario. like maybe the dolls, again, to kind of borrow in from the from our doll thing earlier, maybe the dolls that are pop up in people's houses are a specific kind of doll that's only found in the Balkan nations, like in Czechoslovakia or in like Eastern Europe and stuff like that. Damn. So like, wow. Also, I can't help but notice, like, this kind of almost feels like the sort of thing that was posted. So when the movie's Paranormal Activity happened, when I went and saw those in theaters, like they have like a black, like a white screen, white text on black screen, which was basically like, the studio would like to thank the families of blah, 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 and the Los Angeles Police Department for allowing us to use this footage that you are about to watch and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's basically what this kind of sounds like. That you like was mm-hmm. in the short film or the short video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like that one thing that we missed because it wasn't with the rest of the stuff. Because
we waited too long to do this apparently. Episode. Damn it. Well, thank you, Santa Demon, the person who commented on this one for this Reddit text translation. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. So as it is and how disjointed it is, I'm not recommending it.
Fair. Gamer.
Yeah, it's basically the same for me. There's not much there, and because it's so old and so many things have been made since then, it doesn't seem unique or special.
Yeah.
Like in the now, because there's so many things that are like that. For example, I saw a short film with you that was a lot like this.
Yeah.
That was based on, a short film was based on The Grifter, basically, or something, or it was like, based on something that was based from The Grifter or something like that, because
yeah, it was based on cursed film or cursed video, or a kind of genre or cursed, which has become a genre in itself nowadays,
like for sure.
Cursed videos and stuff like that.
But yeah, the creation of it being a troll kind of sucks. That kind of blows, but I mean, it got some traction, and there was something made of it, so that's a little good, I guess. It wasn't just entirely under like bad reasoning and only caused badness. You know, there was at least something that was made out of it.
I think really what it is like it was a product of the time. Like, I don't think it would have gotten this kind of traction today.
No, probably not.
But like that, like early 2000s, like. There was a lot of immaturity in the internet. I mean, some might say that there's still a lot of immaturity in the internet, but I'd say it was a little bit more accepted back then.
You said anals.
And, so...
See, case in point.
Case in point.
Yeah, that's why
the fact that it was a troll, it was a troll on a that spiraled into something different, like the longer, like the farther away from its original date of posting, like it's fascinating. Like I find that really fascinating. That like it's not a good creepypasta by today's standards or even probably by then standards, but it is definitely a footnote, a worthy footnote in the history of creepypasta.
For sure. And to summarize the creepypasta.fandom.com/wiki article, don't even bother. There's interesting stuff there that we built upon just as our own headcanon extra shit, but that's not part of it. All of the actual information is on the Know Your Meme.
Yeah. So for those of you out there that are, I guess that, well, if you're listening to us, I guess you've already got the gist of it, but I mean, we kind of skimmed over some things that are mentioned in the Know Your Meme. So by all means, go check out the Know Your Meme if you're interested in the historical significance of it. Like there's probably some Reddit threads online about that may have even collected more of it out there somewhere. And who knows, maybe the videos, the original video that was posted is somewhere out there as well. If that's even like, an original version of it. Because I mean, like,
how would we even know?
I mean, you could check, see if it's a shame that, they didn't leave the link, cause you could have maybe even checked on archive.org. And gotten it, but
well, there's the link on the Know Your Meme still there. It's a dead link, but it's there.
I wonder then. Let's do a quick look here then. Okay, so video URL. Let's take a look at archive.org. Okay, take a look.
It's in the book.
Reading Rainbow. Oh, shit. Found it.
Really?
Yep. Go. I'll just send you this link.
Great.
For anybody listening, if you pull the YouTube URL from the Know Your Meme, go to archive.org and put it in there. Go to February 2014's capture. You can check out the Grifter video.
I'm going to watch this live on recording?
Yes.
So right. Loud.
It is pretty loud.
Through, is it coming through the recording?
I don't think so. All right, so there's a dark hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy eye, some maggots. Okay.
Yeah.
Some creepy image, flashy imagery of like what looked like a baby skull or something, and a guy in a.
It looked like a very cartoony face.
Ah, fuck. This also does have some jump scare, some jump scare imagery. Like there's a kid, like a little boy photo, but they added in like basically just like bare eyeballs on over his eyes, and like his like face looked like his skin had been ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
This honestly looks like it might even be footage from like Slender Vlogs a little
kinda
bit.
Kinda does, yeah.
Like I'm getting
just
some like
really dark.
Yeah, I'm getting some like distorted to the arc kind of vibes. Oh, there's the baby. Oh boy, mm-hmm. Here we go. Also there's a couple of flash images of another creepy video series on YouTube. It's like a living mannequin character, but the name escapes me right now. But yeah, so yeah, the Grifter video lives on archive.org.
Neat.
It was unnerving. It was kind of creepy. Like
all those shots of him like walking down the hallway. I'm pretty sure that's from like
Marble Hornets.
Marble Hornets. Yeah, it looks almost exactly like it.
Yeah, and yeah, there's definitely some video, like some photos and video feed from that video that are pulled from other spooky things. Because like, I can't, the name escapes me right now, but I recall like a video series, like a creepy video series that's popular, where like the person's face, like part of it was like horribly disfigured, so they put on like a mask that is like very Uncanny Valley style. Mm-hmm. Over their face, because I think their face was either like burned off or something like that. So they have this like kind of fake human mask on. And there's a couple
like
of screen
Jack situation.
Yeah, kinda. And there's a couple of screen caps that like jump that like kind of flash on the imagery. Also, I guess possible like just warning of like seizure or something, because there are some like flashing images. Yeah, no, it's definitely a creepy short video. It's only like a minute long, so. Mikey, are you okay? Did you check it out?
I am done.
Yep, I'm all right.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's interesting.
I only have mild thoughts of murdering both of you, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I will leave a link in the description below with that in mind as well. But yeah, so I guess overall though, since like, yeah, we kind of came to this really late to the game, as is our shtick.
Not
sometimes.
Too late though, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, nothing's truly lost on the internet. It just takes a bit to find it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing from Serenity? Can't stop the signal.
Yes. I know the thing from Serenity.
So I guess bottom line though, historically interesting for creepypastas, but not really unless you're planning on using it like for like to pull from it and make your own thing, not really a recommendation for it, because it's like better things have happened since its inception. Is that about the gist of our overall recommendation for it?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, it sounds overly negative.
I don't think so. I mean, again, like it, I don't like
this ain't no Spyro.exe.
No. No. hard no. But, and it, like, I don't see it as a bad, like, as, like, a negative thing so much, because, again, like, this is one of the earliest creepypastas that was out there, for better or worse. And it's noteworthy in that regard.
Yeah.
And like the, if you want to take something from it, like creepypasta, like it came from this kind of space of like posting and creating things, like creating creepy things and posting them on image boards and threads and forums in the early days of the internet. But it has expanded and evolved into something so much better. Like there are now like whole writing communities devoted to making good, like good and strong narratives that are then posted out there for people to get spooked by and enjoy. So I don't see it as negative. I see it as like just like kind of the natural progression of history.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that has been this, I guess, kind of historical look at creepypasta or at a creepypasta legend, and also a kitchen segment inspired from that material. So that was this week's episode. Happy New Year, because we're about to roll into it. As this gets posted on December 31st, here's hoping that 2021 is going to be a lot stronger and better than 2020.
I don't know. You just exposed the entire world to the grifter again.
That's true.
You will be the cause of the incoming slew of murders and suicides.
Great.
How's that feel?
I mean, I guess it's appropriate for what's coming next in January for us.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Can we hurry this along? I'll leave my door open tonight if you just want to get it over with.
No, no.
Oh.
We have such sights to show you.
All the sights.
We have such sights to show
Yeah, if you like what you heard, if you didn't, leave us a comment in the comment section below. As always, on Podbean, Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr. We're all on Twitter. Mikey is at the E Stands for Evil. Gamer in Yellow is at the Gamer in Yellow, but without that W, because his name is too long.
Yeah, but it has to be.
It does. And I'm at Review Cultist. You can also send us emails at aldenterigamortis@gmail.com. That's aldenterigamortis at gmail.com, where you can also leave us suggestions for other creepypastas, SCPs, spooky internet things, cryptids, what the like. We will have a discussion of them, whether it be the story or a kitchen segment, what have you. We would very much appreciate, we appreciate everything that comes through our email bin. It's how we found out that, yeah, we do in fact have some listeners that enjoy the Grammar Inquisition. So
God bless them.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And if you'd like to help support the show, there are two ways. First off is the Patreon. You can become a patron and select the back tier you'd like to support us at. You got $2 and $5 tier with special episodes, early access, extra content. I've been throwing on some of our actual plays based on some talks that we've been having regarding creepypasta stuff. You can also check out more of our actual plays at our sister podcast, One Less Die, a Shadowrun and gaming actual play podcast, which, as the descriptor says, we do play a lot of Shadowrun, but we also play a lot of investigative horror from various timelines and systems. So you can check it out at One Less Die. So you can go check them out there. To our patrons that are helping support the show, thank you guys immensely. It has been a trying year, and without your patronage, it would be an even darker year. Because your funds help keep those hosting bills at bay, and we very much appreciate that. Seriously, guys, thank you. And to our listeners and the creators of these stories and creepypastas, thank you immensely, because without your listenership, it would be like talking into the empty void. Like every time we get a comment or a like or an email, it just kind of helps. It brightens our day. Like I always like find whenever I get the email, I'm mentioning it to the guys here, telling them like what who sent us an email and what's about and stuff. And I don't know, it's uplifting, right, guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like YouTube comments and everything too.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. I wish I could be notified of it. I have to get notified by you getting notified and telling me that there was a comment. If someone said something, then I have to go in and find it.
Well, I mean, if commenters can send you a notification by directly addressing you.
Yeah,
true. By like at Gamer in Yellow, I believe. You have the do you, is that your like YouTube account and stuff? Or
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, so But yeah, otherwise, like whenever I see that we have gotten a comment or an email, I'm sure to let them know because they like it to hear it as much as I do. So again, thank you guys. And again, to the creators of these, like, thank you for creating spooky content over the years for endless entertainment. Like, this has been like, I love creepypasta. I love SCPs. I love all this spooky stuff. I thrive on it. And it's why I started lamp. The show. Hmm? What?
I love lamp.
Yes, thank you for that.
It's from freaking Anchorman.
I know it is.
You're mentioning a whole bunch of things you love, so I was chiming in.
Okay, fair enough. Rick killed a guy. Killed him with a trident.
For a while.
Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, thank you for creating these spooky things online. It really fills my cultist heart with hope and fears. In a good way. So if you'd like to purchase our logo on various merchandise, we have a Redbubble account. You can look up El Dente Rigamortis and you'll find our logo on things such as t-shirts, stickers, pins, clock. If you're feeling really like diehard as a fan of ours, if you were to get one of those shower curtains and then let us know that you got said shower curtain, that would 100% make our year.
Yeah. It's gotta like, be the stupidest thing to get it on, right?
Yeah, I would be floored.
I know, right?
Did that. But thank you all out there in internet land for listening to us, for creating this content, for that we discuss, that we ingest, that we get spooked and laugh at occasionally. It's all in good fun. We love this. Thank you. So until next time, I have been your host, Review Cultist.
I am Mikey. The E stands for evil.
And I'm the Gamer Anila.
And this has been El Dente Rigamortis. For the end of 2020 and on to the next year, sleep well.